Okay, so you think I think punk is immoral?
I didn't say punk was. I think it is wrong to throw objects that can hurt people. I think it is wrong to allow certain things to happen with adults, uncontrolled.
The kids go out there and take head-first somersaults off the stage. When people, the musicians, jump off the stage and go in the audience, and the audience goes on the stage, and people are pounding each other and throwing beer cans around and having basically a great time, and are expressing themselves, are releasing a lot of tension, and are creating an energy, that's what it's about. And the music is an expression of that. In punk, the best shows are the audience. The best shows are the audience.
I think a physical audience is wonderful, as long as it doesn't hurt.
But you are taking it upon yourself to say, this is immoral, this is immoral, this is dangerous, this is immoral. The people that go to the shows can decide that. I mean, I've seen more people get pounded at shows that you've done.
Pounded by whom?
By your bouncers.
For what reason? I don't have any bouncers.
What do you call them? Security force.
Security people, yeah.
Okay. I've seen them hurt people much more than the crowd.
Just for the hell of it? To get off?
There is a tendency of security people who are not familiar with an audience and that culture to overreact, to think, hey, this is violent, this is crazy, this is getting out of hand, and go in and beat somebody up. People getting hurt by bouncers is a lot more violence and injury than you will find at any punk shows. But I can also believe that you get really mad, which I've seen examples of.
And you've seen me hit someone?
No, I haven't seen you hit somebody. Mm-hmm.
You've never seen me hit anyone?
No, I didn't say that I did. But the point was violence at shows, and what you consider to be obscene or immoral or dangerous situations, which you don't care to
I think it's wrong to purposely create injury.
It's not purpose. It's part of the expression of this culture, and the music is a part of that. You then wish to separate the music from that part of its culture and say, well, this part is safe, but this part isn't. Okay?
I think throwing beer cans is unsafe.
But isn't that conceptually what you're doing then?
In other words, I'm saying anything that causes harm is dangerous.
All right. Well, then you shouldn't put on AC/DC shows, or you shouldn't put on heavy metal shows. You shouldn't put on those kinds of shows because people get hurt all the time. In fact, there's this whole outfit, Rock Medicine, whose main job it is to take care of all the injured or
you've got some warped mind
about
this.
Isn't that true?
No, they come there because people get drunk, people take pills, people get a little wasted.
Which is much more, many more people get messed up at those shows than they do at punk shows.
Fine, what you're saying is, why don't we just open up all the doors and throw away all the books and just let them bring anything they want and do anything they want to each other?
No, I'm saying
I wish our society was that free.
No, if you don't believe in that, then why promote the music that's part of the culture that you don't like?
Who said I didn't like this culture?
You just sit here and for the last 15 minutes and have been
saying, there are certain aspects that I don't appreciate.
And these are major expressions of this culture.
Wait a minute. You're telling me a major expression of a culture is throwing beer cans and bottles?
Yeah. It could very well be. In this society, I think that's a totally healthy response.
Let's say you and I have strong differences of opinion.
Very different.
And
right.
we ought to move on.
All right. We've asked people to call in with questions and stuff. Somebody called in and said earlier you had asked name some groups that would play at that do play at smaller places when they could play at larger places. And someone called in and said the Dead Kennedys are one of those groups that could indeed play at larger halls.
Goodness, to their credit, then.
Okay.
But isn't it ironic? After 15 years, you can count them on one hand. The groups that could play larger places and play smaller places.
I agree that these groups have a responsibility that a lot of them are shrugging. Although I think that if they really thought out their responsibility, they would go even further and not play for the larger promoters at all. I think an extension of that responsibility.
And where would the new promoters gain their expertise?
I don't know that expertise is such an important issue here. I think that that I know you're very proud, for instance, of the sound you presented shows and of the...
I used to be.
Okay.
Because the groups could bring in their own sound. I'm not proud of that at all. It's theirs.
Okay.
What we're proud of is that there's some semblance of unity in organization, yes.
Right, but...
Now, you may like chaos and disorder. That's a matter of a taste.
Well, it's not just necessarily me. It's what, in a sense, this whole music stands for. A
chaotic state.
A rebellion against the order in the pasteurization and homogenization and sterilization of culture in this country. What happens when, through the mass media, through, you know, the big communications companies, what happens to culture? How does it become redefined, packaged, and sold, and essentially have the guts cut out of it?
I agree that in the last 3 or 4 years, since the closing of the Fillmores and the Avalons or the Winterlands, that you don't have as much free form, but the public dictated that. And I'm sorry to say that the scene as you're describing it is in the minority at present, and perhaps it'll grow. But the majority of the public,
right,
goes to places of public assemblage where you are not allowed to do what you want to do. Now, I'm not saying that you shouldn't have a right to do so, but if you do, you have to accept the fact that you're going to be limited to that type of an operation, which is sort of guerrilla warfare,
right,
or underground tactics.
Okay.
There's nothing wrong with that.
All right.
I just can't
but when
do
you
it.
Say the majority, that means the majority of people who are into rock music, quote unquote, or whatever. But that this particular form, this, you know, punk, mm-hmm, is a rejection of the previous rock music.
And therefore, we shouldn't touch it unless we're willing to let it go its own way.
That's right. Help it grow rather than take part in its dismemberment sterilization.
You see, you use the word sterilization.
Uh-huh.
They're asked to come into, let's say, a competitor's place or our place or, mm-hmm, any other place, and they buy a ticket and they come inside.
Right.
Now, are you saying we have 7-foot paratroopers standing in there or rangers standing in there?
Yeah.
What? We do.
I mean, when I go to shows, you know, there are bouncers. You
the
get frisked very heavily. California Hall, too.
Mm-hmm.
Frisked very heavily. And there is definitely an aura of tension and misunderstanding and repression based on just that alone. And people are very much aware of that. In other words, if this aspect of the culture is so repulsive to you, I don't understand why you want to keep doing it. I know that. I keep doing it. I cannot
keep saying that.
Understand
what
why...
What is repulsive is what someone thinks they have a right to do to someone else. That is what repulsive is. And you keep saying, you're so against these people. I am not a... This is the world I live in. I've lived in this for 15 years. 20 years when you add the theater.
Yeah.
So how could you say, Bill, you're so repulsed by this. How could you be here? No. What I am against is someone taking it upon themselves to say, I feel like doing this. I'm going to mark up that wall. I'm going to throw this beer can at that guy's head.
You do not want to accept that culture. You want to take part of it, which you can sell, and use that part of it without thinking of the repercussions of removing part of a culture from the rest of it.
I think about the repercussions.
And?
I do think about the repercussions.
And so, in other words, that's what you want to accomplish.
No, what I would like to accomplish is for anybody thinking that they can come to a place of public assemblage and feel relatively safe. Yeah. And you think that if somebody can sneak a beer can in and gets a little wasted, that they can throw that beer can at somebody's head. I disagree with you.
We're going around in
circles.
Yeah,
we're going around in circles. That's right. Do me a favor. You tell me what you think punk is about.
I think a lot. It's a reaction to what culture was becoming, what 60s counterculture had become, to the deadening of society, and it was a slap in the face. And it's an attempt to wake people up. And it has many expressions. It has visual expressions. There's performance art. There's hardcore thrashing. There's spray painting. There's fanzines. There's a whole network of communication, which has grown up outside of the established corporate media. This is something that you do not have. If you do have a deep understanding of it and are then totally willing to proceed as you have been, then to me you're saying you don't like it.
What I am saying is that I don't think there's that much of a difference. In the style is a difference. There is not much difference in the upsurge today of the youth of America as there was in the mid-60s. They want to make it take a step towards changing this society.
Right. I agree with that, but the aesthetic is very different.
The style, yes.
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 And you do not like a lot of the style.
I just don't like destruction and injury.
I'm saying that if you went to 10th Street Hall and saw the amount of energy released by people.
Energy is fine.
And the potential for injury, and then how little injury there is, and how it's people's choice to risk going up front, then you would not at all feel threatened. I have enough faith in people being able to express themselves. I think that the injury that goes on in society as a whole compared to this is ridiculous. That this society really maims people.
Let me ask you something.
If you are more worried about the few injuries that might happen at a show like this compared to what society is doing to people, then I think you got your priorities wrong.
No, all I'm saying is that security is a defensive mechanism. And if there are a group of people in a public place and two people who may be drunk or a little high start fighting with each other, that people don't stand around and do nothing, that someone comes in and makes an attempt at stopping that, the potential for physical harm.
And where do you draw the line? Someone in here has called in and said at a Madness show, people weren't even allowed out of their seats to dance.
If a group, it's a very good point to bring up, a group says, we want to play a sit-down facility. We don't want to play an open floor place. I said, well, make sure you want that, because the rules in that building are as follows. The aisles have to be kept clear. They can't stand on the seats, because if they do, they'll break those seats, then there's cost, etc. And you lay this down to the group, and the group says, we are willing to abide by those rulings. Now, if the group says they would rather play a place with their seating as opposed to an open floor, and then they come in and say, we want everybody up, which happens sometimes, then you have a major problem with the facility.
Right.
And then you have maybe a few hundred dollars worth of damages. They don't want to pay those damages.
But
those are the ground rules laid down before the event takes place.
And I think that it's a shame, it's a crime, in fact, that that does happen. And I think, in a sense, you play, you know, the devil to their greed.
And if we weren't here, they would be wonderful young people.
No, unity.
If my saying no to the Clash or to anyone for what they want to do, how many times I had this discussion in the earlier days with whoever it might be, and they'd say, Bill, we are big enough now to play the Oakland Coliseum, or we can play a day in the green. I said, geez, we'd rather have you play three or four shows here. I said, Bill, that guy will take us in there. Now, what you're saying is, Bill, show them what you're made of, and don't go to that next step. Fine, eventually I will be out of business. And you're saying, so what?
Mm-hmm.
No, not so what. So long as I think I'm I deal fairly decently.
You have your fingers in a lot of pots. All right, you don't just do even just rock music anymore. You're doing theater. What else? Lots of different. You're expanding in lots of different areas.
You know why?
It's part of. To me, it's part of
expansion.
The natural growth of.
No, the world of music is down 40%.
All right, so we're going to look at it in terms of percentages and whatever.
I'm looking at it as a staff that I've had for 10 years.
All right, and I'm saying. Fine.
You don't want to hear that, do you?
No, I do understand what you're saying.
You deal with people who have families?
Huh?
Do you deal with people who have families? So do I.
Yeah. And what about it?
And unless we have work.
But I'm saying they're priorities. In other words, that same argument could be used to say, well, the reason we need to have wars is so we can put people to work to build.
What a wonderful thing to say. I'm talking about work, you're talking about war.
No, I'm talking about people. The military industry employs people. When they want to shut down a war industry,
you don't seem to understand.
The argument is used that, well, we're going to put people out of work.
Do you realize
it's the same argument you just used.
The punk music and the punk scene, we do not derive great sums of money from
that. I know that.
Now, the point I'm trying to make to you, that I don't think I've gotten across to you, is this is what we do for a living. It is not just business. It is not just social. This is what we do.
Right.
Now, we may not do it all right. We may not do it to your liking. There are certain principles that that will not waver. And what you seem to be hung up on is, Bill, you don't like it. You're not into it. It's like somebody who's been in this business, in some business, 15, 20 years, and the scene in whatever that industry is changes. Now, that person may not have the fortitude or the insight or the knowledge of the new designs in clothing, the new fabrication in interior design, whatever it might be, in the social sphere, in literature, in the arts, in technology. Then you bring in people who are current. And I'm not going to sit here and lie to you and say I'm as knowledgeable about the current scene as you might be or Ken might be. I just spent 2 weeks in New York going from one of the newer punk agents to another and going to all the clubs to give myself more knowledge of what's going on. Hopefully I will use that knowledge. But what you're saying is, well, if you don't personally know everything, move away.
No, that's what Queenie's all about. That's what Ken is all about. That's what Danny's all about. No, that's not
Greg.
Exactly what I'm saying. And in fact, I mean, that even repulses me more. What I'm saying is that if you understood what role you had in the demise of the 60s counterculture, what partial responsibility you have. I know you don't admit to it, but my feeling is that you did indeed, and not just you personally, but a lot of people involved in the business community had a definite part in the separation of a music from a culture and the withering of that culture and the destruction of the community, and that it's going to happen again, and you essentially do not care to see that because you have employees to feed, or you have obligations to people that have been true to you, or for these other reasons.
I think they're true to the principles of decency.
Now, you're true to the principles of business.
No.
But that is not a justification for the destruction
then
of
what,
culture.
Then what I'd like to do is take you on, because you took me on today, and I'll get to you.
Uh-huh.
You've worked very hard today to deface me, which is okay.
Uh-huh.
I doubt very much if you have any understanding of what the world of music is all about and what it takes.
I have a lot of understanding.
Because you
about
see, Tim, all these musicians and all these groups.
Yeah.
I would like very much to see it thrive. I would like the underground or the club scene or the sub club scene. I would like to see it survive here. Now, do you honestly believe that when a gentleman asked me at a show where there was some argument on the outside, said, "I wish I had your money, I would run shows." I said, "Come on, here's the money, get the place." And he thought I was crazy. I said, "No, I'll support that.
Mm-hmm.
If I would like to prove to you that it's a very difficult thing to do."
Mm-hmm.
And it's very difficult to maintain that. I never heard from that person. I'm not saying that is the answer to it all, that nobody's willing to work. What it amounts to is that we may not do everything right, but you make it sound so easy to do it the other way. There is no easy way.
No, I'm not saying that, Bill. I'm just saying you view it, you have the blinders of business on you. You view things through those eyes. You feel I'm ignorant of that perspective. And in a sense, I am. I don't want to know about it. I don't want to know about the necessity of running a major organization.
I think I'm less business-oriented than you would ever realize.
In some sense, yeah, I think that you have a very liberal kind of perspective. And compared to maybe a lot of big promoters in other cities, you're a gem. But I'm saying that within the context of business and culture, that culture gets destroyed by business. Okay. And it's a basic feature of this American economic system. And that as liberal as you are also, I feel, morally responsible for what I feel is going to be the destruction of this rebellion. And that's what I came here essentially to try and get across to you and to appeal to you on some level, if I could, that if there's any chance you might believe that's partially true, that you would get together with the people from the Stone and just get out of this scene. Do rock music. Leave punk alone. Leave punk alone. And let's see what'll happen. Your feeling is someone else will come along and do what you've done. I'm not entirely convinced of that, and I would sure like to see the chance to prove that different.
You want me to try to call your bluff?
Sure.
I'll tell you what. If all these other business people, as you mentioned, these competitors that we have, first of all, you would have a hard time defining the fine line of punk.
Right.
To whatever other things that you might want to call some of the music.
Okay, but if
the competition that are business people are willing to bow out, I'll bow out.
On that level?
Sure.
Okay, what are we naming? Name the places.
I think any establishment that runs a business.
Let's be specific.
No, you'd have to. Unless people are here, I can't accuse them. I can't challenge people.
Well,
there are people that you're saying. I think the point you're making, Tim, is that, Bill, by these bidding wars, you're forcing the public to pay more for your tickets. Very
valid
point.
That's one part. But I'm saying...
The competition with Concord has made the price go soaring up also.
But I'm saying there's a larger thing in that you and other people are going to destroy this culture. That, and then I'm saying bow out. And you said, Tim, you're going to call my bluff.
Mm-hmm.
And if we can get the other people on that level of business that you function out...
And who is the judge and jury as to what is punk and what is not?
I'll tell you, we're going to take you up on this. And I think that what we should do is...
How do you differentiate? How are you going to do that?
I think we should try and get together a whole lot of people who come from different realms of this punk community and stuff. And sit down with you, sit down with people from the Stone, and any other... level that you of people that you feel are on your competitive level, and we'll hash this out.
Fine.
All right?
I have no problem with that at all.
Okay. I think we'll try and take you up on that one. All right. I think maybe it's time to wrap this up.
Fine.
Okay. Thanks a lot. Okay. And here's Ruth.